Well, I saw where you could, you know, not take out a chip diode and, you know, it have full transmit, full receive, full transmit. And that would include, because it's got extended receive out of the box, the Mars mod, if you will. Then there was another one to enable crossband repeat. There were like two chip resistors. But in other BAM region specific ICOM radios, even if you do take out those general coverage, you know, that do the Mars mod, it still won't let you transmit out of, it's weird. It's like it still recognizes the band limits, even though I can dial to those frequencies, like 144 to 148. If I take out, you can't even tune past that on the 706 unless you remove one chip resistor. And then you can tune up, you know, 146 to 148, but you can't transmit. Then you pull the general coverage, you know, transmit diode, and now you can't, you still can't transmit from 144 to 148, but you can transmit at, like, you know, 16 to 34, you know, or stuff like that. It's like, well, what the hell's the point of that? It's like, I don't know, to legitimately use it as Mars, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. Well, that's interesting. You know, I was thinking, you had mentioned that the 706 was the Japanese banning, and I thought that would still make an adequate weak signal radio here in the States. You know, if you're doing 432 all mode or 434 satellites or whatever, you know, 2 meter weak signal stuff or even satellites, that stuff's all under 146. So it's not useless, but you're right. A big part of its convenience and functionality of being a shack in a box is grossly limited.